If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this third day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Dennis Miller, who is 57. Adam Ant is 56. Dolph Lundgren of the Rocky movies is 53. Lulu, To Serve With Love, is 62. And Shadow Stevens is 64. You know him as the announcer on the Craig Ferguson show. At least you know him for that now. Used to do American Top 40 after Casey kind of gave it up. Ken Berry, who is the guy on Mayberry RFD, those of you that grew up in the 60s, he is 77 today. He took the place of Andy Griffith on the show. Oh, gee, have you, a side note, have you seen the Andy Griffith commercials? And I forget what they were for, maybe for an insurance company or, I'm not sure, but I swear, when I first saw the commercial, I thought he was a Muppet. Seriously, I thought it was a puppet. I said, oh, God, that's cool. That puppet just looks like Andy. Oh, no. And it was. It was really Andy Griffith. And that's where at some point, and I swear this is true. And I tell my family this all the time. You've got to be honest with me. And when I start looking stupid, you need to tell me to just go away. And their reply is always, well, that was 20 years ago. So. And now that we've had this big election over here in the U.S. of A., I did something, as you all know, on radio, which was a call to the president every day. Started when I was at WBML and lasted my entire radio career. And so I took pride at people knowing very little about my political beliefs because, I just had this internal feeling that if I'm going to make fun of whoever's in office, then you need to kind of be neutral. You need to hold your opinions tightly to yourself. So I was flattered when somebody would say, hey, or you're a Democrat or you're a Republican or whatever. And because anybody that was in office, we let them have it. And everybody was pretty good sports about it. Now there is one story about President Jimmy Carter, who is from Georgia, as you know. And here again, stupid Bill, Plains was in the listening area of our radio station, and President Carter was in the building being interviewed by our news division and television. And it was while I was on the air. And they tried as hard as they could to get him to go upstairs. I was on the second floor to be on the radio with me. Now, I like Jimmy Carter. I don't have a problem with it. So it would have been a great interview. I would have been very respectful. My job is not to make people look stupid. My job is to make people look good. We may have fun with the calls of the president, but here's the story that I heard. And I really don't think this is a true story, but the excuse I was given was that his mother, Miss Lillian, who lived in Plains, used to listen to the radio show. And one morning we made some sort of reference that Jimmy, it was when he saw the rabbit in the lake, and that he may have had a beer. And she said, Jimmy doesn't drink beer. Well, if Jimmy didn't drink it, Billy sure made up for it, let me tell you. Rim shot, please. Thank you. But seriously, okay. So, and we did a call to the president every day, 5 days a week. So when people say to me, how can you think of three topics for a video? I go, yeah, three topics is no problem. Here is a call to the president you may enjoy.
The only man to be kicked in the groin by Mahatma Gandhi,
no!
Bill Elder.
99 ways, WAYS, 907. When am I going to get something substantial to eat?
Here comes Ronald Reagan.
What do you call more than one Dukakis?
I don't know.
I mean, if you have, would they be a Dukakai?
Oh, God. Oh, sir, stop
If
it.
You have the plural of Dukakis, would it be Dukies?
Hey, just quit it, sir. God. Oh.
What would you call little teeny tiny Dukakises?
What?
Would those be Dukakettes?
Get off the phone! Hope you enjoyed that. See you tomorrow.